Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday, one and all. Steve Miggs, both you and my husband did something yesterday that I would never do.
Oh, wow. What the hell did we do?
You went to Costco.
Oh, dude. I legitimately thought of you. I did not want to go. And my wife, she doesn't have a Costco card anymore. And I guess, you know, so I was like, oh, you know, just download the app and use my login stuff. Apparently, you can't do that either. Oh. So she couldn't find her card. So she's stressing because she had to take Tatum to tap dance and all this stuff. I'm like, you know what? I'll go to Costco. I didn't even think about it until I got to the parking lot. And I'm like, what the F is going on over here? It's like pure chaos. I forgot Thanksgiving's this Thursday. It was still before 5 o'clock in the afternoon, so I thought I could maybe get away with it. It was bonkers in there.
I think Brad went at like noon and said it was complete chaos.
And can we put like a rule, and I know I've been guilty of it too, so I mean, it applies to me as well. Let's get off our cell phones when we're walking around Costco because it's just crazy as it is. And then you got some doofus that's and maybe that's me, walking around not paying attention. And I'm almost going to hit that doofus with my cart. I'm a little angry about this.
Well, if you have to go to the grocery store, especially Costco, in the next couple of days, thoughts and prayers, Rockaholics, because it is a war zone out there.
But they have toilet paper in the Puyallup one, so that was good. That was stressful.
Silver lining, for sure.
Yeah.
Time to inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and today it's Happy National Cake Day. So enjoy yourself some cake. I know George enjoyed some ice cream cake yesterday for his birthday. Happy birthday, George, a day late.
Two different kinds from Cold Stone Creamery. So good.
How did you decide which cakes to get? Did you get one that was your favorite and one that's his favorite?
No, it's his birthday. He got to choose both.
Oh, I love that.
I just happen to like both, too.
So what did he get?
He got the mint chip and then the tall, dark and delicious.
Mm.
I kid you not, that's what they're called.
That was like the least sexy version of you trying to sound sexy talking about cake.
Well, I tried.
Tall, dark, and delicious.
I tried to remember what it was called.
Oh, okay, fair.
I was going to say tall, dark, and handsome, and I'm like, wait, that's not right.
No, that's our Seattle Kraken yesterday has defeated the Anaheim Ducks 3-2. What a win for the team. Andre Burakovsky and also Brandon Montour, they scored. Shane Wright, you remember him? He was one of our top draft picks. He scored a goal. That was pretty cool as well. Joey DeCord was in between the pipes. These two teams will face each other again on Wednesday, so that's going to be happening tomorrow, and that's at home, and that's, I believe, Bowie bobblehead night.
Oh my god, do you have one of those already?
I don't. They're giving them away tomorrow.
You might have to go.
I got to figure that out. Also, I got to give a shout out. The Kraken social media team cracks me up because, cracks, no pun intended, but they posted a picture. It's like, hey, congratulations to the team and all that kind of stuff. And it's one of those slide pictures on Instagram. So I'm sliding through, but I saw the comments first and everybody's like, thanks for the Brandon Montour thirst trap. And I'm like, what's going on? So this one's for the ladies.
Oh, show me.
Are you ready? All right. So the third slide.
Oh my.
And it's also for Danny. Just a random shot of Brandon Montour in the locker room with his shirt off.
Dude, they've been doing that on the Kraken. Girls, you should follow because they've been doing like just like locker room pics of all the guys with their shirts off. There was one, there was like four guys in it. They're just all muscles standing in there. And I was like, okay, what are we doing, Kraken?
They still haven't done that for the Seattle Storm. I'm waiting.
Seattle Seahawks
linebacker. I'll probably have to keep waiting.
Yes. Seattle Seahawks linebacker Uchenna Nwosu is expected to return to practice from injured reserve today. And he teased his return with a very cryptic post on social media that said, perfect timing.
I got nervous. I thought like his injury was worse because of that. I was like, oh, no. But it turns out it's a positive post.
Yes. They do think he will not be playing this Sunday against the Jets, but they do have 21 days to activate him or keep him on IR. He's been dealing with multiple injuries, a quad strain, a preseason knee injury. Hope he's back healthy very soon.
If he comes back and the defense is playing the way that it is already, whoo, look out.
That's right.
Super Bowl or bust, baby. All right, maybe a little too optimistic. There's this 22-year-old influencer. I always hate saying someone on social media is an influencer, but that's what they are. TikTok influencer. She's based in Florida, and well, she's been arrested because, well, she stole hundreds of dollars worth of stuff from Target. The problem is, because she's so big into social media, she decided to post this stuff that she stole on social media. Now, she didn't say that she stole it, but it was exactly the stuff that went missing. And apparently here's an officer talking about how they were able to catch this Marlena woman.
We actually had one person reach out on Instagram and say, hey, I want to remain anonymous, but here's their name and date of birth and their Instagram handle. So from there, we were able to look up her social media and even find on TikTok, she posted a video that day of herself going to Target, buying these items, and then taking them home with her. Everything was documented, even the outfit that she wore. It shows like her getting ready with the outfit and even her glasses. And all of that matches in the TikTok with the attempt to identify photo that we put out.
So the only thing I thought was, if you're an influencer and you'll say you're a thief, you probably don't want to piss off anybody in your circle of friends or people in your life, because it sounds like somebody just straight up like snitched on her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, hey, you might want to check this stuff out.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes, Steve Miggs.
Last night, the Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah. I guess they won stupid prizes because they lost to the Baltimore Ravens 30-23. As far as weather, we're going to high of 46 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. That is the DMV, and that's what's up.
Last week, we spoke to Farrell Brown of the Seahawks, and while we were chatting with him, he was sharing that his Thanksgiving this Thursday is going to be far from traditional.
No turkey.
No turkey. How so? You'll find out at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Last week, we spoke with Farrell Brown of our Seattle Seahawks, and while we were chatting him up, he shared that his Thanksgiving this Thursday is going to be far from traditional.
If you had to pick one dish outside of the turkey, what is the one thing you absolutely have to eat during Thanksgiving?
I'm going rogue this Thanksgiving, full rogue, no Thanksgiving anything. I'm in Seattle, so I'm doing a seafood boil. I'm going to have some turkey necks in it. Other than that, it's going to be crab legs, lobster tails, all the seafood you can think of, and going to enjoy it. So only thing, I'm going to have a sweet potato pie. That's Thanksgiving.
Ooh, let's go.
That's a good choice.
Pacific Northwest menu.
That's awesome.
That's perfect. I love it.
The funny part was after he mentioned that, the text line was going, hey, can you send me his address? I'm like, yeah, okay, we would be heading there too. The part that I thought was kind of strange was this part.
I'm going to have some turkey necks in it.
At least he's keeping the Thanksgiving theme.
Yeah, you can't go, you know, no turkey at all.
I don't know. I'm not a very good cook. I don't know if you know this about me. But to turkey necks, is that just to add flavor? Or do you eat them? Danny, do you know?
I don't know. I don't know, actually, what they use them for.
Yeah, because he just kind of, I wish I would have asked him that. And it just kind of like glossed over for a second because I was just kind of blown away that he was having a seafood dinner for Thanksgiving. But yeah.
I'm going to have some turkey necks in it.
Sprinkle a little Old Bay on that.
It must be something to like one of those, like you put it like bones in to like make a bone broth.
Yeah.
Probably like the same kind of, yeah, give it some kind of like turkey stock.
So you do that a lot with the meals that you prepare, right? You put some turkey neck in it.
Oh, all the time.
She just gnaws on the turkey neck.
You were making some weird sounds while he was saying that. Were you disgusted by it? Surprised by it?
Disgusted. That is literally my worst nightmare.
A seafood.
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Yes, or any type of seafood boil or anything where everyone just like is ripping open the legs and things are going everywhere.
Like lobster tails and crab legs.
I think I might be able to freak Sarah out even more with a Thanksgiving story from yesteryear. My Uncle Jim, who's no longer with us, he's a duck hunter. And he would always go duck hunting on Thanksgiving Day.
Was he a duck hunter? By profession or just as a hobby?
His hobby.
Okay.
He was a big duck hunter and he would take the black lab and they would go out duck hunting all day on Thanksgiving and then they would come back and little baby Taryn, he would always kind of tease me and say, well, you can't have any of the Thanksgiving dinner until you've helped me clean some of these ducks.
No.
Yeah. Sarah, he taught me how to clean ducks. I was probably like 9, 10 years old. This went on for years.
How did mom and dad know before?
This was all happening in the garage. Everybody's upstairs, you know, preparing the meal. And he's down there cleaning ducks, showing me hearts and lungs and all sorts of things.
Because there's been times where like uncles and aunts have done things around me or said things around me where my mom and dad found out, they're like, we need to have a conversation. And then all of a sudden, like the door gets closed and you hear yelling. So he was like, mom and dad were fully in cahoots with this.
They're like, yeah, just... Teach her the ways.
Teach her the ways.
Wait, and then would you take the duck upstairs and then eat
it? No, not right then. No, we still had a turkey.
Well, sorry. What a crazy question.
Holding it by its web feet going, dinner served.
Look what I did.
Well, if he's making you clean it right then and there.
I think he just needed like a helper, and he was like, this one looks prepared.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, you knew your other sisters weren't going to help him?
Oh, no. I was always the one that could handle the blood of the ducks.
Taryn's always there for a good time.
I'm going to have some turkey necks in it.
206-803-ROCK. What do you do that is out of the ordinary when it comes to Thanksgiving?
It was every like Wednesday or third. It was usually on a Wednesday. Like we would all get together in Kirkland at the hockey rink there, and we would play hockey at like noon. We'd do a noon drop in and just play for a couple of hours. And one of the guys, he would make a giant Thanksgiving meal for all of us after we were done skating, and it was. I mean, I'm probably grossero because it was a full-on seafood gumbo.
Oh, yes.
And I tell you, I look forward more to that than actual Thanksgiving for the longest time because you would just show up, you're just sweating, you just finished. And like he would get off the ice before the rest of us to make sure everything was all ready at tables and all the crock pots and all this, that, and the other thing all set up, bowls and utensils. And then we would all just still be in our hockey gear just eating like champions.
That's so fun.
And that was like one of my favorite things. And it was like just so unique and different. But he was from Louisiana and that was just kind of like his vibe. And he made the best gumbo.
I love that.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. What do you do that's out of the ordinary when it comes to Thanksgiving? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
What do you do that is out of the ordinary when it comes to Thanksgiving? 206-803-ROCK. Katie, you're in DuPont. Tell us about all the different types of foods you like to do on Thanksgiving.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Well,
this year we're being boring and going a traditional, but we always, every year we've done something different. Like last year we did prime rib. The year before that it was charcuterie board style food. We've done surf and turf, tamales.
Tamales?
You name it. Korean barbecue. We've done everything except traditional. And this year we've decided to be boring and do traditional.
Do you guys invite, like, you know, extra people to your Thanksgiving ever? Because I'd like to be on the guest list. That sounds amazing.
No, it's just usually my husband, daughter, and I, and we just like to do random, cool, fun stuff.
How about next time, if you're going to stick with the turkey, stuff it with tamales?
Yeah.
I don't like turkey.
Oh!
But you do like tamales.
I do like that, yeah.
That's all that matters. Tamales are the greatest food ever.
Rock on, Katie. Joe is in Shelton. Joe, who do you cook food for?
So, my wife's a budtender. The owner of the shop has four shops, and we cook Thanksgiving dinner for everybody that works on Thanksgiving.
So, are the bud shops open then?
Yeah, this guy, he's open 365.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah,
I got to imagine there's not many leftovers if you have a bunch of bud tenders showing up to eat turkey.
No, definitely the desserts are pretty murdered at the end of it. So.
That's amazing.
What is your Thanksgiving specialty?
I'm frying turkey. My wife and I are from Louisiana, and we do Cajun fried turkey.
I've had the deep fried turkey once, and I get why people go crazy over it. It was so freaking good.
Oh yeah, and you got to inject it and all the goodies.
What do you inject it with all the goodies? I don't even know about this.
Heroin. Turkeys love heroin.
Well, it's like lots of heroin. Creole butter, some seasoning, some Cajun seasoning. Yeah.
I'm in for that.
Hey, Taryn, what are you doing with your turkey if you're not injecting it with stuff?
Yeah, really.
I don't do a lot of turkey injections.
Does your turkey not like the party? Jeez, man.
Do you need a special degree to be an injector?
Dude, our friend Rose from Tacoma just said, I make a turkey. As mentioned on How I Met Your Mother, it's a turkey stuffed inside of a turkey. But since that's not scientifically possible to cook all the way, I make a meat roll. It was my son's favorite way to have turkey. I'll send pics if you guys want.
Oh, I want to see a pic.
I feel like you're just trying to get invited to anyone's Thanksgiving dinner other than your own. Are you nervous? Are you having it at home?
So it's funny. My mom and I kept going back and forth. Who's hosting? Who's hosting? Is it she? Is it I? It is going to be my parents.
Okay.
My parents are hosting, but they only live like 4 miles from us, so it's not too bad. But I'm bringing two dishes and an appetizer.
When did you guys make this decision?
Like 3 days ago.
Is that not stressful?
Well, there's only a couple of us. It's just Brad and I and Barrett and my mom and my dad and my brother. So we have a smaller group this year.
And like 17 other random people that just show up unannounced. It's not a
you
big
deal. You
never
know. It has happened
so
before.
So at your door, when those people show up unannounced expecting that they could come over for Thanksgiving, do you have a sign that says with an arrow pointing towards your mom and dad's
go to
house?
Mom and dad's.
Yeah.
No, where do you guys have it?
I'm not sure either yet. We're having them since grandma's.
Nice.
We had it at our house one time and it was so nice. Like, I mean, it was probably very stressful for my wife. I thought it was awesome because, you know, the football games are on. I don't have to worry about, like, getting in the car and missing some of the game. I just put the game on. I'm in my comfortable attire. And then people show up and then they leave. I don't have to go anywhere. It's fantastic.
So do you guys have to bring, what are you bringing to the Thanksgiving at the grandma's?
A plant-based roast.
Yeah.
Which apparently went up in price. It was like $30 for this little lump of fake meat, which is kind of ridiculous if you ask me.
Is it like a tofu-based thing or?
Sure. Yeah, it's made by Field Roast. They make like those Field Roast sausages that are pretty good. So it's not bad.
You don't have to inject it with anything.
No, we inject it. Yeah, with plenty of things. With MDMA so I can actually enjoy eating it. No, it's not that bad. And then typically it's one of my favorite things that Sid will do. I don't know if she's doing it this year. She'll make some kind of like a pie or like something that's all plant-based and bring it because some of her family members are like super anti. They're like, I ain't trying that vegan crap kind of stuff. So she'll make like some kind of a pie and then put it with all the other pies and not say which one is hers. And specifically watch the family members that don't like anything that's plant-based, quote-unquote, to see if they're enjoying that. And then after like they're like 6 or 7 bites deep on this pie, she's like, hey, that's the one I made.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And they're like, all of a sudden it stops being delicious for them.
Actually, spit it out. So
Do you have a set dish that you're bringing?
I am bringing a French onion green bean casserole and mashed potatoes. Nice. And then I'm doing some sort of like, I'm making these little brie Christmas trees that have candied pecans and cranberries and parsley and honey and all the stuff.
Those bud tenders that just called one and now come to your Thanksgiving. That sounds awesome.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
And Danny, you're going to Arizona?
I am going to Phoenix, which I like going to my aunt's house because they have like a huge mansion in Phoenix and they do all the cooking and I have no. And then I get to go do the turkey trot and not have to worry about it. However, I will say that when we host Thanksgiving, I actually like it better because Lynn is such a great cook that at that point I'm like, just make me all the stuff, babe. So we're probably going to do a second Thanksgiving when we come back.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, you know, I kind of miss doing all the turkey and everything. So she's going to do it when we get back and do like a full feast.
Probably get a discount on turkeys after Thanksgiving.
You know, honestly,
oh, the price, funny, right? It must drop.
Not a bad thing.
Is it like Halloween candy where the prices go down? I don't even know.
Hopefully it's not stale, though.
Rockaholics, if you are feeling smart today, it would be a great time to call up and try to beat Migs. He has a record of 335 wins, 103 losses, and 57 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix.